This is on two on the agenda, right?
This was on item number four?
We're going back to number two.
I thought you covered one, two, and three in your first comments.
Well, I want to go over the chart. Are we going to go over the chart?
That was part of the first discussion.
If you have a question,
go ahead.
Go ahead and ask. Maybe you dropped something.
Okay, so in the mitigation document for CFD1, it specifically states that it's authorizing the issuance of bonds for the purpose of financing one high school and one junior high. This is the recording document within CFD1. And when I looked at the chart, I noticed under the CFD1, San Ysidro High School, San Ysidro Land Purchase, Olympian High School had a credit. I didn't understand that one. Otay Ranch High Drainage, Otay Ranch Light Pole.
This one.
The big one. Rancho Del Rey Middle Land Purchase. And I know that for 2 years, our CFD1 student attended Rancho Del Rey because East Lake Middle was not built. And then we have Rancho Del Rey Middle Fire Hydrant and Bonita Vista High School, the modernization and everything. But based on the Bonita Vista High School as a non-CFD school, and I know that, Mrs. Hall, thank you very much for you analyzing our question, because it kind of made a little bit more sense. But there's a lot of money that was spent at Bonita Vista High School. I'm a Barron at heart. My kids went there, so I have no problem with it. I just want to make sure that it's equitable and that CFD1 should have paid the amounts that it should have paid, especially to Olympian High School, Otay Ranch High School, because according to the mitigation agreement, we are supposed to pay only one high school and one middle school. And really, why did CFD1 pay San Ysidro High School? I don't understand that. And with the money having now that it shouldn't follow the students, I think CFD1 should be owed a refund, because CFD is paid for the iPads throughout the district. And I can truly tell you, the percentage that the CFD is paid for the iPads throughout the district is not accurate on how many students attend each school. Those percentages are skewed, because I don't think that those percentages were ever done, not because staff didn't do it. I just don't think that you were ever instructed to do it, because of the dictator that was here before you just basically said to do it. So there's an issue there, and there has to be some kind of accountability, because you're dealing with huge amounts of money. Now, according to the San Diego tax treasurer, in their funds as of, I think it was December when I asked for this, no, October 27, 2015, in all of the CFD funds, and I can leave this for you guys, there is $323 million. So it's something that you might want to take a look at, because I don't understand the separate funds with U.S. Bank and the tax assessor's office, but this is straight from the tax assessor's office.